Washington's now.
Well, first thing, so he said to Linda, oh, my odds would be better than running for mayor. I might, well, 2 for 1 position or 4 for 2 positions.
Same odds.
Same odds, actually. So you're not a mathematician. But also, the odds are, there's no odds. Either you get more votes or you don't, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
There is a Ryan McFarlane.
He lives out in Foxborough and he hit on Linda. That's all I know about him.
I know that. I can show you his picture.
I think he's a single guy.
He's a single guy. He lives in like the big homes over in Foxborough.
The big houses, they call them.
Who's the third person then?
Okay.
What do we know?
Guys?
Someone looks like him.
People? We're ready.
Good evening. I want to welcome everybody to the North Salt Lake Planning Commission meeting for June 11th, 2013. We have a quorum. We have everybody here. Thank you. And we start every meeting by asking anybody in the audience if they have any questions or public comments. That's anything outside of this agenda. Hearing none, we'll move on. Second thing on the agenda is, oh, and Ken first was going to introduce a new employee.
Since this is about a 2.5 minute meeting, I thought I'd try to make it.
How do you know it's going to be 2.5 minutes?
I have 27 items to bring up.
30 minutes. Yeah, it might be a 30 minute meeting.
Comments, you table them all.
It's now officially an election year, and he might have lots of things to say.
I'm not running.
Oh,
but I do want to just go on record and say, in the planning of this building, I did suggest that we put blinds up there, Bruce. And
thank you.
It didn't happen.
That was a good idea. But
I brought my own.
Okay. Can you order the spider webs that are catching the light? Those like 20-foot spider webs?
We pay extra for those.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So I'd like to introduce Jim Spunk. Jim, why don't you come over around here and we'll introduce you. Jim is, I know you've all met Jim here informally a moment ago. But Jim is our newest employee in the community development area. He's been hired as our planning technician. And he comes to us very qualified. We had a pretty good group to choose from. And I'll just tell you a few things that reasons why we think Jim is really has been our best hire here. At least in this process. I can't say our best hire because the other hire is sitting right over there.
Did you hire her? Allie?
I did hire Allie, actually. So
then you better.
Our latest hire. Jim has a master's degree from, if I say something wrong, you step in. But
unless he exaggerates, then you can let that just go. Yeah.
Unless I've turned his bachelor's degree into a master's degree. Yeah. No, he has a master's degree in urban planning from the University of Utah. He has some work experience from Cottonwood Heights and has done a lot of planning in Cottonwood Heights, similar to what we will ask him to do here. That is support to the planning department and coming to you to make presentations and processing applications and doing things that we need done here in North Salt Lake. But he has one of the things that impressed me really quite a bit about Jim and that he made clear in the interview, which I thought was particularly helpful, is that he has some urban design skills and some computer graphic skills that we believe will be very beneficial to us during the implementation of the general plan as we look at concepts, different land use concepts and building mass and urban design issues along the US 89 corridor, the town center, different schemes we might want to promote or choose from up here in the city center parcel, this triangular piece of ground between Orchard and Center Street and US 89 that needs attention that we've talked so much about. So that was really one thing that stood out with and put Jim above other applicants. The other thing that really stood out was that I used to say that Allie's references were the greatest endorsements I'd ever heard, and they were. They are.
Are.
But I had wonderful endorsements from people who knew Jim, which means a lot, I think. And I personally take, I do perform a great amount of background work on anybody that we hire. And Jim had some really terrific endorsements from professionals that know him. So anyway, we're glad to have Jim. Allie's very happy to have Jim. And I think that we have real capability and depth in the planning department with the addition of Jim. So do you want to say anything? Do you want Jim to say?
Yeah, tell us a little bit of tell us a little bit about your personal life. You married or?
Yes, I am married. 4 years in May, so for a little while. No kids, not yet, at least. I really enjoy the outdoors, like to ski, play golf, which is awesome. Perk of being here is I can golf at a very discounted rate.
Do they give you a perk and let you golf for free or something?
What I didn't tell him was that the reduction only applies during working hours.
and you're not allowed to golf during working hours. So.
I really like golf, tennis, you know, just being active. I grew up in the Chicago area, so I'm not a Utah native. I've been here for about 6 or 7 years, just going to school. So,
cool.
It's Chicago.
Yeah,
Chicago. And you play golf in Chicago. Right. You bring around your golf bag.
Lost my accent from Chicago. We were actually talking about that at lunch. But I really like Utah. I think it's a great place. A lot of potential here in North Salt Lake, which is why it really attracted me to the city. There's a lot going on. Market's really turning around, so I think it'll be really good to be here and be involved and get some practical work experience aside from what I did in Cottonwood Heights. So,
cool.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Where do you live?
You guys, so I currently live in Mill Creek, but my wife and I are looking for somewhere to live. So,
cool.
There's some homes right by Square Cycle for sale.
Well, welcome, and thanks. I'm a former, I'm from Detroit, I'm a Midwesterner, too. I came out 29 years ago, so.
Oh, okay. Good.
I came for skiing, so. Same.
Excellent.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
Great. It was nice to meet you all.
Yep.
Look forward to working with you, so.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Why are you waving at me?
I'm not. I'm.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. After Ken's introduction, now we know. You know why Allie and Jim both glow.
Yeah.
I say that after Ken's, you know, introduction of Allie and Jim, now we know why you're both glowing.
All right. Consideration of a conditional use permit for NRS upholstery located.
Or RNS.
RNS, sorry. Located at 220 South Highway 89. Javier Rico is the applicant.
Okay, I'll just introduce this application a little bit for you. I think Javier maybe wanted to discuss the conditions with you when I'm done, but this was brought to you at the last meeting but was tabled because Javier didn't receive his information in time, his staff report and agenda. But the applicant, Javier, is leasing a portion of a building in the Hughes RV site here. It's at the north of the site near Pele's Automotive. I don't know if you remember that application. A couple years ago. So it's at 220 South Highway 89. The office portion they're leasing is 1,008 square feet in size. And the business activity will be reupholstery of furniture, and that's a conditional use in the land use ordinance. There won't be any transactions occurring at the location, just the repair and the reupholstery of the furniture. And he and his wife are the only employees that will be at the location. The parking requirements in the land use ordinance only requires two parking stalls. There is parking available on the site. It's just not striped, and so we're recommending that at least two parking stalls be striped for the site. This portion of the building shares parking with the other units, so that's why we're only asking that he stripe two of them, because he would be striping them for other uses if it were otherwise. Additionally, the landscape areas on the site, as you can see in these pictures, there's kind of the park strip area here, and then there's some landscaping in front of the building. They haven't been maintained or improved for years, and so we're recommending that that be improved as part of this application. The only way we can really get some of these sites to improve is little by little on applications like this, and try to kind of eat at that blight. So there aren't any water lines in this location to water any plants, though, so drought-tolerant planting is encouraged and acceptable. Decorative gravel would be acceptable as long as there's, you know, some plant material somewhere in the landscaped area. There's also two signs for the business that have been installed on the building without a sign permit. You can see them here in this picture the best, probably, these two on the building. So we're recommending condition that they just come into compliance with getting a sign permit with the city. And that's just a city staff approval. That won't come back to you for review. Additionally, they've been operating without a business license. And so no business activity should be conducted at the site until the conditions are met. That's what our recommendation is. And so we're recommending approval with the following conditions. One, that the applicant receive a sign permit for the signs installed on the building within 30 days of the approval. And if a sign permit has not been received within that 30 days, then the signs must be removed immediately. The landscaping located in front of the building and in the park strip on Highway 89 should be improved in compliance with city standards prior to issuance of a business license. And that two parking stalls be striped in compliance with city standards prior to issuance of a business license. Something he may talk to you about is that he doesn't own this property. It's Hugh Williams who owns it. So you'd have to work with Hugh on getting some of these improvements made. So I don't know if it's in the best interest of you, of the city and the applicant, maybe making the condition of approval be a time period rather than holding up his business license or some other agreement in that way. So I don't know if you want to hear from Javier.
Thank you. Well, first of all, and I apologize because this is my first time doing a little business. I put the signs and everything, and I didn't know I needed, you know, some permission for that. That spot on the front of the building doesn't belong to me. As you can see, there is a little sign that says for rent. As far as I understand, you know, Mr. Hugh is renting that place, that spot, the parking lot, for a car dealer. So that spot doesn't belong to me at all. I do have two parking stalls on the side, and they have white lines. You can hardly see them, but I can repaint them. But I do have actually three spots. Also, on this side, on the bottom part, that's way far, you know, from my building, and that doesn't belong to me either. It belongs to that same spot that he's renting. I did spoke to him as well, you know, Mr. Hugh, about that little corner on the right side, on the bottom part, and he is looking for a company that he's planning to put payment on that section right there. That's what he said to me. So he's looking for bids, I guess. But that doesn't belong to me. So I don't know. You know, I mean, if he does it, you know, I won't have any parking spots on the front of the building for me. And I don't need them because I don't have that many people, you know, like a grocery store coming in and out. I just have maybe one or maybe two customers a week, you know, but they usually park on the side. So I was thinking, you know, I mean, if that's possible for me to have my license because I need to buy material, if I don't have my license, I cannot buy anything. That's a big issue for me right now because they won't sell anything to me.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Allie, if we gave, I apologize, Javier.
Yes.
we gave Javier, enabled him to get his business license, but with the condition that those improvements are made, presumably by Mr. Hughes, is there some mechanism if the property owner doesn't follow through that we could make sure that happens? I mean, the leverage at this point is the business license. What is the leverage to ensure that improvements would be made, but give the applicant the opportunity to move forward with his business?
Well, and then to dovetail on that the leverage is actually the lease, mm-hmm. and you've signed a lease.
Right.
What are the terms of the lease?
A year.
So Hughes could sit back and go, I'll take care of it in a year when your lease is up. In the meantime, too bad for you, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of hard after the fact to go to the landlord. And I don't want to speak for the landlord, but my guess is he's not going to be terribly cooperative.
Not from what we've seen in the past.
I would second that.
Is there any way, right now what Ted's saying is we sort of have leverage to get this.
We have leverage on Javier.
Yes. And then because of that, there's a potential that the owner would improve it. But is there any way we can solve this problem of what I would call blight through administering the ordinance of the city that you can't leave a property like this without the
tenant being responsible.
Has the ordinance officer ever addressed him about it, or are we just trying to do this bit by bit?
We do have code enforcement. We have a code enforcement employee. We also have some ordinances in the city. One of the first things, and the code enforcement officer is a kind of a new hire in the last couple of months, one of the first things that he's been assigned to do is look at our property maintenance codes. After meeting with him on a couple of occasions, I would conclude that our property maintenance codes are inadequate today to make effective changes in locations like this, and that the city staff will be proposing some changes to the property maintenance ordinances of the city so that we can be more effective in situations like this that seem to just endure, you know, year after year. They persist in a decrepit, you know, condition. I think this condition is a significant, obviously a significant problem for Javier, for this applicant, for a couple of different reasons. The first that he mentioned was that he doesn't own the property, and I think that's probably a significant problem for him to obtain compliance. So whether Mr. Williams would even allow those improvements, I think we all think he probably would if he didn't have to pay for them, but I can't say that we know that either, that even if Javier were willing, I don't know that he has the right to do that, and or whether Mr. Williams would grant that right. The only solution that I think regulatory solution that we could do, which is probably not a great solution, is a temporary business license. And the reason I don't think it's a great solution is because it sort of induces this applicant to continue to make investment into his business with the possibility that it will be taken away at some future time in 60 days or 90 days, or if you gave him till the end of this fair weather season, which would be October 1st or something. Other than that, I don't think we have ordinance tools in place to really effectively handle this circumstance. Now, the recommendations we've made come from the idea that we have a business who wants to utilize this property, and the property has non-conforming characteristics, namely landscaping and and parking, but he can conform to the parking requirements. If this were an expansion of the building or the site or the use, the ordinance is very clear that we can require compliance. I think we're in a bit of a gray area here where we're not making an expansion of the building, but we think it's a reasonable expectation. So I do think the Planning Commission has some ability to grant this without the condition on the landscaping if you choose. Or you could grant it and have it be effective in a couple of weeks. Give us a chance to go meet with Mr. Williams and see where we stand. If you want to leave it in the staff's hands for a couple of weeks.
I'm wondering, I'm assuming, Javier, that you've been in there a few weeks now or a month or two. So let's say your lease expired in 10 months. I'm kicking this around in my head, but what if we did a temporary business license that expired when his lease expired, and that would be the carrot for the landlord to improve the property. And then at that point, he's got an established business. He could go find another location if the landlord did not want to participate. And we'd also send a message to the landlord that if he's trying to lease this other space, we won't approve any use there without the landlord.
That's a very reasonable way to approach the problem. I think the problem is bigger than Javier's business. Of course, it's this whole land area out here at Hughes RV.
Yeah, if Javier was coming in today pre-signing a lease and we put these conditions on and
we'll lease somewhere else.
And he goes somewhere else, the property would look like this for at least a while longer. So I don't see this where we're really giving up much to let Javier continue.
Is there a condition in your lease, Javier, for that you could break the lease if you don't get a permit, you could break the lease? Or are you stuck?
Gave him his lease and said, and it'd be very landlord.
Okay. There's no way for you to break this on.
I'm pretty sure I would. You know, I mean, every time I talk to him, he's a nice man. He's willing to do a lot of stuff.
We know that.
I think he wants to do a lot of stuff, but, you know, his age is pretty advanced right now. So I'm pretty sure if I tell him, you know, if I can work it out with him, you know, with the rent or something, maybe I can do it. And he can deduct, you know, the amount of what I'm going to be spending there, you know, and apply it to my rent. I think he would do that.
That's one avenue.
And make sure you get it in writing.
Uh-huh. But the thing the thing that speaks loudest is if you were to go back, if it's already in your lease, and I don't know because I don't have it, we don't have it here before us. What really would speak loudly is I'm going to break my lease because this property is unacceptable
to the city.
Because the city will not grant you
a
permit.
The city won't give you a permit based on the condition of the property. So I don't know whether that's the case. You're now mentioning that you could take care of these problems. You could get Roundup and spray it out, or, you know, weed killer and so forth, and mow them down and clean up the property, make it look
right
better.
Right, it's clean. I did it myself last week.
Okay.
So it doesn't look like that
anymore. It's better than this already.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's.
And I want to be planting.
We like you.
You know, I mean, some nice plants in there, you know. And I didn't take any pictures, you know, but it looks better.
It looks better. That's
Javier,
yeah, that's nice.
Did he provide the lease to you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So the landlord
is going to make sure the lease is very favorable to the landlord.
Certainly.
He's going to protect himself.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's no clause that says if I, as a landlord, don't perform, you can get out of the lease. Yeah.
And there would not be a condition that said if I can't get a permit for my business.
I wouldn't put that in my lease if I was a landlord.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But given the history with the individual, you know, it may be difficult. We know he's aging, but he may have been that way at a younger age. Just saying.
I have one other question. This is a technical one. Your signs say R ampersand S, and yet our papers say RNS. Like, so which is correct?
Actually, it's RNS.
The letter N?
The letter
N. The letter N, or is it and?
It's supposed to be an and, but, you know, it just says RNS.
Okay, so the
R plus R, S.
Yeah, R ampersand S is should be what our papers say. Okay. Should look like the sign.
Right.
Got it. All right.
Catch.
So my question is, so as long as he takes care of the front, you know, and have two spaces for parking, and, you know, have it nice in there, you know, like some flowers or, so we should be okay? Is that my question?
I don't think we share your optimism, but maybe we could be wrong.
I'm kind of lost. I mean, as long as we fix that, we should be okay, right?
Well, are you willing to fix it at your expense, or would you like to see the landlord do it?
I mean, I can work it out with him. I want to do something there, you know. I mean, I don't want to move right now, you know, because it's a big hassle, you know, moving here and there. But, you know, I mean, I need to stay there for a while, and I'm willing to work it out with him and fix it up, you know.
If he's amenable.
Yes, Allie.
And you document. Yeah, we like to document.
A good solution may be to just put a time limit on all the conditions rather than hold up his business license so he can continue operating and earn the money to install the landscaping within a certain number of days it's acceptable to everyone. And then if it's not met at that time, the city's options are to revoke the conditional use permit, or he may come in to try to amend the conditional use permit to get different conditions or an extension of time.
Yeah.
But that's really all the city's options would be as far as enforcement goes if you did it on a timeline rather than a business license leverage.
I'd like him to have a business license.
Right.
Yeah. But
I'm concerned, too, about him taking the whole, I mean, that there's, as you're working this out, that the burden is on him more than you.
And I wonder if we can craft our...
We word it that way?
That
language
we clarify
is key to
where
politics.
The responsibility lies, you know, given that the landscaped area is not associated with the space he's leasing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we don't, I don't know that for certain, but that's what he's telling us.
Language
I also
is
think
key.
There's a section in the bottom left picture. There's a section of landscaping that seems to be far removed from maybe the portion he's leasing, and maybe the other half of the building that's being leased, you know, is more closely associated to that section.
Right, right.
Than the section, you know, right next to the building he's leasing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just leasing the space. At looking at the center photograph where it says 220 and then the RNS upholstery with the blue frontage, you're just leasing that main floor, and you access it by turning off of Highway 89 into the side of the parking.
Is it the south side?
And it's on the south end, but you're saying there's some minor striping there for 2 to 3 cars, and then they enter on those rickety white steps that, you know, off to the south side of the building to come in. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand the landscaping in the photo on the lower left. That is to the north?
That belongs to the other space that's still for rent.
It's directly east. So there's the middle picture and the landscaping in front of the building right there.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you come directly east, that's where the park strip is on the bottom left. So the middle picture, I'm not standing in the street. I'm standing in the parking lot. Taking that picture.
So the curb and gutter you see in the middle picture is not the curb on the street.
It's curb around a landscaped area.
Oh, I see.
And my space is right across from the mailbox, you know. So these two spots right here, they're like far away from me.
Hmm.
So this mailbox is in front of
If you look at the last page that they have.
Look at the aerial. Yeah.
the aerial, it'll explain it better, I think.
Yeah, that was back when it was green.
You can see that one.
There it looks.
He's sitting in here.
So, apparently.
That's even irrelevant.
Apparently it was green at one time. Unless, unless Google.
I drew those.
Oh, you drew that?
That's
oh, really?
Oh.
She ran out the AstroTurf.
You,
paint.
Landscaping.
You photoshopped Google. I've never heard of that, but that's cool.
AstroTurf.
Now, the other little spot where the mailbox is, you know, there are three mailboxes in there, so it's not only mine. So I guess the three different businesses, you know, we have to get into that, not only me.
Good point.
Yeah, in a hurry. Mm.
So is there anybody that can come up with a motion?
I'd like to just, there's a couple things I just want to say here. I'd like a message sent to the landlord as he tries to lease this space that he can't lease it.
In its current condition.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the front door to the city right here.
But we can't say that.
You can't say it's the front door to the city?
No, it's like special ed federal laws. There's just some things you can't, I mean, we can't put that on them. Other than we need to improve it by what's already required of the city.
Well, I'm just saying that if Javier had come in pre-lease, we would have laid these conditions on him.
Right.
And he'd have gone back to the landlord and said, I can't sign a lease
Correct.
Until you do these things.
Correct.
And that's all we need to do.
Yeah. But here we are after the fact. So I would like Hugh to know that he can't do this again and hurry and have someone
or
sign a lease.
Yes, yeah.
You know. Without us all going and testifying that he was warned that he couldn't do that. I like the idea of giving him a conditional business permit for the space of his lease. And I don't know if that's even doable.
If things are not in compliance by
the
then?
The time frame?
Is that
well,
it
would be at the end of his lease, 1 year lease term.
Is there any...
When is your lease up? Do you know?
Actually, I think I signed that for 2 years.
Oh.
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 Because I told me, you know, I don't want the rent, you know, to go up. So
yeah,
said,
I can
let's
feel
do it for, I don't know.
Why don't, how about, let me just throw something out here that's not a motion, but just.
We're
what
listening.
If we toss this back to staff to see if they could temporarily work out something and let Javier go back to the landlord and see what he can do on his part, and we could take action down the road. And
well, we need to do it quickly.
Go see if Hugh will call your bluff.
If I understand the things that Javier has to do next that would be costly for him, it would be replacing the signs. Which would be on him. The landscaping we've been discussing might be on him, but it might also be on the owner or shared or something. So so I guess my suggestion might be that we give him a reasonable amount of time, and that would maybe be 45 or 60 days, to work out a landscaping solution that the staff could sign off on, so it wouldn't have to come back here. And then we would, at that point in time, we would make his business license and conditional use approval permanent if he satisfies the landscaping requirement. And I would give him that same amount of time before he has to invest in a sign, so that he won't go out and purchase a sign, which is very expensive, if we can't resolve the landscaping and make the business license permanent.
Ken, his signs don't need to be replaced. He just needs to get a permit for the installation of the
signs. Are the signs okay
the
way they are?
We have to review it, but no
what?
Sign permit was ever
but
submitted,
was
so
permit,
Jerry
yeah.
needs
the
to
permit
review
issue.
It for structural
well, I don't think
reasons.
I just didn't think the signs were acceptable to us.
So didn't think the banner was,
probably
but
not
the one the building is. Okay.
The banner's temporary, but the other signs, I think,
well, if we
could
think the signs
compliance.
Are approvable, then...
Yeah, the condition was just to get a permit.
I kind of misunderstood that, I guess, but then I think
not
just
sure.
picking a certain number of days to work this out, after which his business license and approval would become permanent if he complies. If he doesn't comply, it doesn't.
And we can go through this process again. Is that right?
He could. I mean, I do think that you can craft your approval in a number of ways, but I guess my suggestion would be understanding what Brian Horrox is saying is that you would issue some temporary, you would issue a conditional use approval
to do business
for a certain number of days and allow the staff to work out whether or not they comply with the conditions. And if they do comply, then the conditional use permit is granted permanently. And you can give that authority to the city staff. I mean, I don't think we need to bring landscaping back to you.
All right, and that would, his business license is contingent upon this permit.
And business license. We would issue a business license on the same basis.
Are they this way or are they this way? Are they parallel or are they serial?
So he would not have a business license for,
no,
say,
60
or
90? No, I think we would grant him
a temporary
business license
there
for
is
60
such
days.
A thing.
With the conditions.
We can do that in
we'll
the
make
city.
Up such a thing.
Oh.
No, if...
Temporary.
Yeah, we do. Sorry.
We can
do that. I
was being
a little flippant.
All right, that's not a new thing. We can do it.
No, we
all
can
right.
do that. We can. And I guess in the interest of providing enough time to work this out, I would suggest if you're inclined to do that, it would be 60 days.
I like
not
a
couple
of months.
I was thinking 90.
If you want to go 90, that's fine.
That kind of leaves him in limbo too, right? With his business, because I'm just worried about Hugh, because he won't. Then he'll invest. He'll be investing.
He needs 3 months of income time in order to get him to a point where if Hugh's unnegotiable, that he has enough leverage to take care of the parking striping and the landscaping needs to retain his business permit without being penalized for breaking his lease because he doesn't want to move, he doesn't want to take a hit. And I think it's reasonable in that respect.
So, Javier, you're willing to take on the full burden if Hugh doesn't follow through with it. Is that what you're... I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. I mean... I don't have any issues with that. I mean, doesn't belong to me, but if that's the requirements, I'll do it.
Okay, you'll take on the financial.
I don't
want
to move for now.
We're sympathetic
okay.
to your situation.
Really? Yeah.
And don't sign a lease again. Then.
You know, Mr. Williams, we've met him several times. And
this is how it looks right now.
Better.
All right, I'll make a motion. Okay. That.
Can I just ask one
please,
thing?
Please, go ahead.
Brian? Oh, talk in the mic, she said.
Try air.
Yeah, I have a question, though, on the signs. Allie?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you saying that you're not sure that the signs are in compliance? The size of them? I know we were supposed to approve just a permit for that. But I guess I didn't hear that they are for sure okay the way they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that until I reviewed it. The
do
building official has to review the structural details and everything, and so we wouldn't know until we had something submitted. But just by looking at it, you know, I don't see any major.
But we could put that in language just in case. Something's not.
That's a normal.
Put what into
that
the
is
language?
A normal requirement to do the signs, and that's sort of separate from this landscaping.
Okay.
My guess is looking at it is the banner would come down.
Yeah.
Right.
The banner, I can take it away. You know.
Yeah. Well, you might as well wait 90 days.
Yeah. That's the normal business of the city. Is to make he's got to comply with them no matter what happens to the prop, you know, to the landscaping or.
Yeah.
That is his responsibility and always has been and will be.
Okay.
He needs to comply with that.
All right.
So what you got.
You're going to try something, Brian?
Yeah. I'll make a motion that the Planning Commission uh, approve, well, let me go to the...
Grant approval for a...
I move that the Planning Commission approve a proposed conditional use permit for R&S Upholstery at 220 South Highway 89 and provide a temporary business license with the following conditions.
How many days? Temporary business license. For
temporary business license for 90 days.
90 day license.
Okay.
With the following conditions that the applicant receive approval for signage, that the landscape in front of the building and on the park strip on Highway 89 are improved to be in compliance with city standards, and that you stripe those stalls. I'll say all three of those stalls in front of your...
My second.
Why don't you read that to us, Linda,
now, was there? Do we need to state a clause that says that if you don't...
Councilmember Horrocks moved that the Planning Commission approve a proposed conditional use permit for R&S Upholstery and provide a temporary business license for 90 days with the following conditions. One, the applicant must receive a sign permit for the signs that have been installed on the building within 30 days of this approval. I guess that...
Yeah.
That's what 90, too, or does that need to be left at 30?
I think he can do that quickly.
Okay. Because I just took the conditions from Allie's report. If a sign permit has not been received within 30 days, then the signs must
that's
be removed
fine, yeah.
immediately. Two, the landscaping located in front of the building and in the park strip on Highway 89 must be improved in compliance with city standards prior to issuance of a business license. And three parking stalls must be striped in compliance with city standards in front of the building prior to issuance of a business license. We should say of a
permanent
business license.
Yeah. On both those two.
Okay. On both of them, yeah.
So...
This is a nitpicky thing, and I don't know if it's an acceptable thing to do, but our condition one, we correctly say the applicant. Could we
say
condition two, the landowner, improve the landscaping in front of the building and in the park strip?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Ryan.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get that, Linda?
I have another question on the parking stalls. Because it said originally, I know that Brian said to do three, but it says two of them need to be striped to be in compliance with city standards, and we said three. So is that just something we are...
Well,
in
the applicant said there was actually
said.
Three stalls
well,
there, so I thought
might as well stripe them.
Might as well.
What's one
but
more?
Then do we...
Two's all you're required. So
I guess my word.
Just take the ones on the south end and
improve them.
Yeah, be done.
My thought is why the paint can was out.
So I'm just wondering language. So two stalls must be striped to be in compliance with the city, but we are requesting an additional.
Yeah.
So would we language it that way rather than saying it's sent to be the three aren't necessary for compliance? The two are.
I'll just amend it to say two.
That's easier.
Okay.
Three's fine.
You had a question, Robert.
We talked about permanent, and you jumped in and put that in there quicker.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Just the fact that we needed the word permanent business license for those final two permits, and that the responsibility is applicant and landlord, and I think we got it.
So. Do we want her to read it back again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, Linda.
Can I interrupt for a second? Did someone second the motion already?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I did the first one, but now it's been amended. So.
It'll need to be.
Okay. Now we're back to the landowner, and Javier can't force the landowner to do this, and so now his business is in the balance, hanging in the balance, on what his landlord does.
Agreed.
I would suggest landlord or applicant. If that makes it easier.
Well, we know where that will fall.
Well, but at least it's in there both ways.
Right.
That can be either.
At least
it
gives him
a little
leverage.
Yeah, point taken. I see your point, and I agree with it.
That's true.
It might even be stronger if we move that second
condition
to the first condition, and then later on it clarifies
the
applicant. I mean, it's nitpicky, but...
Responsibilities.
it implies a different responsibility. If everything comes after the first one, it sort of implies it's all on the applicant.
Yeah.
And it may. I mean,
but what do you want?
It's factually, it's either or. It's just getting the property improved.
So you want?
Okay. I will further amend my motion to state that the first condition is the landscaping located in front of the building must be improved by the landlord or the applicant or the tenant to comply with city standards, and then make the sign permit.
Second one.
No, maybe the third. Maybe we should say the stall.
Stall could be landlord also.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really his responsibility to provide the striping either.
Okay. We'll make the stall second and the
permit last.
And the sign permit third. And I also amended it, the parking stalls to two. And Bruce, you'll probably want to second that again if you still agree.
Well, let's let Linda read.
No, I don't have a problem with there being three. It's just the language, because we don't have to.
Yeah, let's let Linda read it.
Itching to say something.
Before we second, we have a motion. Let's hear our motion.
Right. Councilmember Horrocks moved that the Planning Commission approve a proposed conditional use permit for R&S Upholstery and provide a temporary business license for 90 days with the following conditions. That one, the applicant or landowner improve the landscaping located in front of the building and in the park strip on Highway 89.
Landlord or applicant.
Landlord first.
Want landlord first.
That's right.
Landlord or landowner?
Landowner.
Owner.
Landowner's fine.
Landowner.
The landowner or applicant improve the landscaping located in front of the building and in the park strip on Highway 89 in compliance with city standards prior to the issuance of a business license.
Of a permanent.
Yeah. Permanent business license.
I would just suggest we take the business license language out of that condition, because we're really changing it.
Compliance with city standards.
Period.
Then we go to number two,
okay,
which is now that two parking stalls must be striped in compliance with city standards in front of the building. He said they were actually on the side. Do we want to leave that as in front of the building?
They should be on the south side.
Just say two parking stalls.
Two parking stalls.
Provided for the business or something.
Wherever they want to be, wherever Hugh chooses to place them and improve.
Instead of in front of, beside the building?
So we should say south side then, right?
Adjacent to.
Adjacent to.
We don't care where they are, so.
But
okay.
So we should just say two
parking stalls must be striped in compliance with city standards.
Yep.
Right.
Period.
So at this point, we also want to take out prior to issuance of a permanent business license. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Write that there.
And three, the applicant must receive a sign permit for the signs that have been installed on the building within 30 days of this approval. If a sign permit has not been received within 30 days, then the sign must be removed immediately. Commissioner Oblad seconded the motion.
Well, did you?
Yeah. I second.
Okay. Okay, everybody heard that?
Yes.
Loud and clear? Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. It was longer than 2.5 minutes.
We're discussing, yeah.
It was.
Today I watched.
You don't know us. Can we
watch?
Move our minutes real fast.
I don't know what I was doing.
Don't
I just Pavlov's dog. Like, hey.
Kind of a meeting.
Chairman Klotz, may I take 30 seconds?
Pavlov,
Bruce
bell
like
ring or something?
Here was, right. Bruce would like to make a comment.
Today I watched a video on the Wall Street Journal website, and one of the a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal with Arthur Laffer studies business environments all over the country in all 50 states. And for the fourth year in a row, they ranked Utah as number one. So in this discussion, we wanted, I can appreciate this, Commissioner Horrocks, Brian, that we did our best to do that, to make that happen, to make this business happen. So,
yeah.
And still work within our rules to try to improve the city. So,
thank you. Okay, minutes. May 28th. Anyone read them? Very good. Anybody have any comments on page one? Page two?
I do.
Okay.
There's a redundancy in line 51. Move to, move to. We only need one move to.
No, that's the way he said it.
Uh-huh. Got a stutter.
Yeah, it's a nervous
Robert tick. D. stutter.
Get that, Linda?
That's his Tourette's kicking in.
Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, anything else on page two?
Nope.
Page three?
Yeah, I have one thing to add. It's one word. In line 109, to dates and other things in chapter one in order to correct some historical inaccuracies.
Okay.
Good cast.
Good, good. That's good. Nothing on page four. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I will be happy to make a motion.
Okay.
That we approve the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting in May 28th, 2013, as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second by Robert. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Does anyone have anything else to say before we adjourn? Ken, do you have anything? No? You had something already, so.
We've got Speed Week coming up.
You want to three?
That's out at Bonneville.
Oh.
So you want to tell us?
3 weeks from tonight?
Three weeks from tonight, yeah.
So how does that, do we have a city council meeting that night?
Yeah, you guys have a conflict.
Go early, can't they?
The council members. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it starts at 7.
Oh, did we cancel it for the holiday?
Yeah, we don't have city council on that.
On July 2nd?
A week.
Right, we only have one in July.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, good.
Third week in July.
Okay.
And don't forget, June is filled with city activities. The 22nd is
coming. Yep.
The car show is coming up.
It's July.
We've got a 5K at the end of the month.
Gotta do that this
year. I would like to tell Brian that since you have check power in the city, that the website's a little unwieldy, a little cumbersome. Everything in June shows up quite nicely. But you have to move it over to July. This my event's on July 2nd, and you got to go in and find the calendar, and then jump over to July to find anything really about it. Mm. Makes it harder to do. So,
you know, we went out to these great experts to do that, and
paid some money. I'm sure.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not quite.
Well, but in fairness to the website, I'm still trying to learn it too. But, I mean, I played with it for a few minutes, and I just need to work with it a little bit more. But
okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
First rule of survival, Linda, is you got to blame everything on the person before. Marta.
That's right.
Marta, why did she?
Meeting adjourned.
To take yes.
Thank you.
For
thank
whatever.
You.
All right. I'm funny.
If I can put my little mini in my in your show.
Absolutely. Right. I know where you live now because I drove by. I went up across you know, your road. And I saw that little mini in the garage. I said, that's where Eric is.
Yeah, I think we've picked a gal.
Well, good.
So
in fact,
hopefully she'll be
yeah,
here.
My wife goes,
that is
you
so
know,
stupid.
It's kind of a.
Mini's not special. I go, look.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, the mini
when
last
I ran
year.
First time.
I said, Bruce is into English cars.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I could put my Land Rover in there.
Absolutely, 65 years of Land Rover this year.
Oh,
well,
I'll
so like
Land
61
Land Rover
next to
it. Yeah.
An orange and a yellow sign started going because
it
was Saturday.
That.
Funky colors.
Bring it up
and
show it. That's all right.
I remember it was General Conference.
You take a get shoe
and
polish paint and a white.
I was driving around in my car.
Now, do you, I haven't.
Is it, I couldn't
I
do this. It was like.
Oh no!
I hate no signs.
I don't have any signs out.
Nice.
Everyone else has got signs out because they all cheated.
Nice.
You know.
And, but you know something.
Yeah,
a week later, I realized.
Send it out.
Wait, it's 2 weeks. No big deal.
No,
send it out.
I don't think. Oh, we have.
make it
easy for you to make your own sign.
And you don't want them sitting out there for 4 months and bugging you.
Well, plus you'll lose them on Halloween.
Yeah, we're going to have to have those most people show up.
And when you think about it, it's like,
it's really hard to keep up with. I think we're going to have two. Last year we had.
There are places for single sided,
put them on
the wall.
Yeah, we put them right in so in between the cart path, yeah, we're on the grass.
Thank you.
In fact, if you go to eaglewoodfestivalspeed.com,
I don't have
photos of everybody on the grass.
Yeah, you do.
I can deliver Eaglewood.
We have more of
it.
And how many
can
we get fit on the
stronger strategy?
I think
we are deciding this. We should have decided this.
Well, congratulations.
Last year we had about 130 vehicles. Oh.
I've got Linda's parents.
What I was saying to Ted was that having
I didn't know
car show.
I mean, there's a few people like I.
Well, he is because
I have a guy that volunteered to.
The first thing I have to do is in this part of town.
Nights in a row for
yeah,
neighbors.
And I went to Brenda, mom.
If you get some sort of acoustic thing.
And she already had.
So I declined his.
You know, and I go
offer
Brenda. I
think he's got a Ferrari.
If I don't have your endorsement, no one in this area.
I agree that this guy. We're not asking.
She let me put my sign up.
No, I think we should go see that.
Please,
so now
your daughter's okay.
BMW screwed up. He's, you know, he wanted
just
to.
Just tell me who she's
voting for in South Carolina. He actually paid extra.
For a job for you?
See, I get that. I get that all the time, too. People, because
he did say it was going to
really what
yeah.
A representational
well, that's what
republic
is
about. It's like
a bigger question, a bigger problem than our end.
I just, you know, I get a lot of calls.
I remember you that.
Tell me
about
the people running
that,
through
yeah.
This.
That's what I want.
You know, have you followed any of this count my vote kind of thing that's going on?
From the driver's school.
They do that anyway.
I did our Lotus thing. They flew me to Las Vegas. They offered to put me
in the
state. I'm a state delegate.
And the whole thing was free. I only stayed one night.
I know, he's getting
that.
He
should get that.
I am so disgusted with the Republican Party nationally that I almost hate to call my members. But locally,
is there anything? Is it a special version?
Is the red
series or
the
5 series?
This is the best that it should be.
Not
the best government, and we are the best. I am appalled. I'm appalled at Mark Shurtleff.
And I still feel sometimes.
I think so. It is an
other guy.
Oh, you can get everything.
Attorney General now.
You don't get the
Swallow. I think Swallow is guilty of being stupid. Shurtleff should go.
The first thing.
Yeah, Barry and I have talked about a revolving.
And all these big, so it's these big
Washington. Because those are the kinds of tools.
They don't want to.
But
my Lotus was
more investment.
They don't want you.
I'm sure they want
you
to
just
like
have
yeah.
So much power.
I mean,
they want to take away. They want to say, I want to come in
fast.
As billboards.
It seems like
and
that's
buy votes.
It's amazing.
And I don't want to have to deal with
the other idea is
people that are conservative and believe in the Constitution. And I was just so appalled. I was sitting there at the state convention going,
maybe
this is going on in Utah at the Republican
primary care physician.
Just imagine what Chicago's like.
Just go
or
with
California.
Property tax increment.
Like there is
no more for strip where we plant trees and we clean really up the access, you know, we do the access management. We go through and clean up signage.
I remember there was like a hole.
Plus, they get 2 months off every year.
And
the benefits are
comprehensive.
decades away.
Right.
So it's a lot.
My wife came
through really spotty.
She's got all
the
Ford,
so
Toyota.
I mean,
everybody's
going
there.
Not anybody
cheapest.
Knew who
it was,
but
the they're leaving Michigan because down south
hey,
they
guy.
Can get people with
people
to
New
Mexico.
They're still paying the people in the South union wages. They're still paying high wages, but they're not.
But
they're not. They don't have. That's right.
And, you know, they're paying the
perks
cost. But the perks is money.
They do.
Go buy and they were valuable.
Yeah, productivity is way down.
Yeah, he doesn't have to turn it back to them.
But anyway,
yeah,
so
and there's no. Well, let's face it. Mike Lee would not be a senator, right?
No.
Of course. Because everyone would have gone, well, I know Bob Bennett, but who's Mike Lee?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks
really?
For staying.
But,
sure.
Your thumbprint worked out? Or
yeah, and his power. In fact, I even had,
but I don't know,
I had a guy.
It's
like,
wow, you
not
really
inch
your family history.
A
you've come back a long ways.
Street. There was Drew. He's a big. So
well, you go home and you go to bed.
He knows George W.
Know
personally.
I asked
and
the kid,
you know, and he's like, I had a Mike Lee sign up, and he was like, are you crazy? Do you realize how much power Bob Bennett has? And I said, if we send Bob Bennett back to Washington, we're just saying everything's fine. Don't change a thing.
I go,
keep going.
Any, like, perks? Like,
and
get a BMW cheaper. You know, is it this
I got in trouble even.
The best deal is they let any employee.
And there's some truth to that. I'll tell you something. Orrin Hatch, at least for 2 years, became a conservative. He's not anymore. He was a born again conservative after
I came up here because I thought you guys were talking city politics, and then I got scared.
You got scared.
I heard Bob Bennett. I'm
like, oh, run.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about buying my vote.
Yeah, the discussion at the state level.
This is what you're supposed to be.
60% or 66%.
You're going to go right to heaven to taking care of these states.
I like the caucus system. I like the delegates. And I don't think I'll be one ever again in my life. But I still like the. I like the idea that
it's year round.
1,000.
I'd
rather have 2,000
well-informed
people.
Because I thought Orchard was looking for someone.
Less people are voting all the time.
On all the signs throughout the district to get people
if they need.
So right now
I hate these.
Really
I hate these. Like Florida, they pull up, they send a bus out to the old folks' home, pick up all these people, drive to the polls.
Oh, but now I need somebody.
What was his
so
name again? Burr.
16-year-old, preferably an adult,
Barack?
Female.
Well, who were we supposed to vote?
Hour.
You know, it's like these people are deciding who's going to lead the free world. And it's like, no, stay home. Don't come.
Not for him.
Don't vote.
But I've got to do something different because I.
Or worse, it's that. Well, I'm going to vote for
that when the doctor prescribed the three same meds my mom was on, I was like, and I'm coughing my head off
no,
at the hospital, and I'm going,
like,
wait a minute, this is
you're like, this is bringing, this is reminding me of, like, a nightmare.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't have that here.
These three medications.
I'm
feeling like, what is that, Groundhop Day?
Yeah.
oh, let's do this again. And by the end, he's like, because he can.
Yes.
See,
so maybe that
I haven't got there yet. Okay, in the
I
meantime, this fun
but
thing that
is that at the same time,
lock,
well, but there's nothing else to vote for.
Branch
I'm not even
store
sure
in City Creek.
Dang it.
There'll be a little bit.
Products, skincare.
It'll be a real low turnout. Because it's a nothing year.
Do you know what else?
Real low.
And this is just something that you've got to watch because it's just a natural reaction. It's like you, well, all of a sudden, you walk into like
you
state
get
conference.
This box about this big,
like,
a full size product, like six or seven of the products.
1,000 voters in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet they're pretty spendy.
And they're like,
but they're nice. We've had them from Delta.
Yeah.
And so they
I remember thinking that when Ballard one time.
So anyway, I'm going to do it again on May 11th. But this time, see, it was my friends. We did it for her birthday.
Come on,
Lance.
And you know,
so this
and
time
I found myself doing the same thing. I walk in and I
get me the free product. Because there's no obligation. Nobody has to buy anything. You just go. And have fun. And
you don't feel obligated?
No, I don't. In fact, I really wanted to buy something.
Oh,
gosh, this is amazing.
Well,
yeah.
The thing that
so
I heard that
it was really
you know,
nice.
People
but we've always
got
little lotions or lip
needed,
balms or something.
You needed to get out then. That was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but the next day was really good. It was like
oh, maybe you got picked up something
Tuesday night and then the next day.
I want to talk about Stericycle. That's all I hear. Every single Sunday
yeah.
I come in and I,
awful.
Hey, how's your
five doctors?
This is what
even anything yet.
I got my head ripped off. I walked into church and the high priest group leader gave me a hard time about burying fire hydrants in a snowplow. So I went out, you know, so I went and begged
him. What about a letter?
You
know,
hey, here's the. Here's
have fun, Allie.
The best advice I'd give.
I'd already been to the dentist and then we had to go to the PCP and then the sleep disorder clinic and then the C or whatever, the CT scan. And then the other.
See,
I still have
how you
two
can even work and do that.
You know, it's pretty amazing how many people this.
Okay, I'll stop complaining about my world. It's good for me to listen to you periodically because I just feel like, oh my gosh. You're helping the rest of us try and appreciate what we have. I was just on the way down.
My therapist, you just keep getting up and you still have zest and you're enjoying
it. Well, I know. Most people don't work there.
I said to her, am I going forward?
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to feel like I'm going sideways.
Oh, I know.
Or backwards.
Yeah.
She goes, Kim.
So I feel a little bit
pretty disingenuous.
Well, I think they were.
Mm-hmm. Where some of us would just
check it out. I don't even know if those people are still.
A fetal position on the pillow. You're like,
I can't do this anymore.
Because I thought if she gets medically fragile.
I know.
Because there's so many things going on. I mean, she's got brain.
That's a lot different than, hey, you know, our furnace got away from us on a few occasions, and we had to do some emergency venting. To go back and
recreate
the record.
Or like, you know, the thing that could resolve this whole thing is you just get that Belgian chocolate, put it in IV, give it to me. He looked at me really funny, and I go, you know,
I'm not saying
they're providing it.
And you come. I mean, it's good in some way.
I mean, I'm not saying we can ever get enough.
Because I have to get up and be normal.
It is good. It's good to have to get out and do things.
And I talked down in Foxborough with people saying they can rescind their conditional use permit based on them violating the terms of it. Is that even legal? Is that,
well,
is that
I
even
don't
a legal
think
recourse?
Can I
have
that?
The attorney?
I think we know.
Okay, we're looking into it. Here's the bottom line. We don't
art and nobody wants it. There's not.
We're not the regulating body.
See, the question is, can you
except for when I travel.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but you don't understand. It doesn't come by itself.
Yeah.
You have to do this other stuff.
I know. Yeah.
And you wouldn't want
to
do it.
So yeah, the 15 days are up, and they go to the state and say, oh, we're compliant.
Yep.
Here's our $40,000 fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We've talked to the state.
It does. Yeah. You just want
it.
The state doesn't
shut
want them to go away.
Behind them all the time.
Oh.
To
the direction. Yeah. Bridge.